Pancho Palca reporting. At least 16 Palestinians were killed and hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israel-Gaza border. The Palestinian ambassador to the UN, Riyad Mansour.
People in occupied Palestine are disappointed now that the Security Council met but did not take action yet to stop this massacre and to condemn this massacre and to hold those responsible accountable.
Major Karen Hajov is the head of the Israel Defense Forces public diplomacy.
What we've seen over the last 24 hours is anything other than a peaceful protest. What we've seen is a violent riot in its clearest form. The Hamas terrorist organization have sent their people here to camouflage their true intentions, and we've seen that on the ground just behind where I'm standing right now.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American and the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast. Five others were wounded. In the meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on the way out of Syria.
We're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
The U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy Islamic State began in 2014. Voting in Sierra Leone's presidential runoff election seemed peaceful Saturday during the Easter holiday weekend as citizens strove to complete a process started on March the 7th. The current president, Ernest Karoma, stepping down this year after serving 2 5-year terms. This is VOA News. Australia has launched its first sports brain bank to find a link between head injuries and disease, from Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
This week, the Australian Sports Brain Bank was launched in Sydney, and experts are encouraging players who've participated in all levels of sport, whether or not they've had a head injury, to donate their brains to the cause after they die. The Australian study is being supported by American researchers who set up a similar brain bank a decade ago. Dr. Chris Nowinski is the head of the Boston-based Concussion Legacy Foundation.
Any contact sport where you receive repetitive brain trauma puts you at risk for this disease. We don't know at what risk, but we've seen CTE in 110 of the first 111 players that we've studied, which has really surprised us.
Phil Mercer for VOA News. Sydney.
The brain bank has been set up to investigate links between concussion head injuries and chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. It's a neurodegenerative disease found in people with a history of repetitive brain trauma. Australia's brain bank hopes to obtain 500 brains over the next 10 years. Two British members of the Islamic State group believed to have belonged to a cell notorious for beheading hostages in northern Syria said on Friday that their home country's revoking of their citizenship denies them the possibility of fair trial. The men, along with two other British jihadis, allegedly were members of the IS cell nicknamed the Beatles by surviving captives because of their English accents.
I'm here to justify or shun every act IS did, you know, you have to understand that just like every member or citizen of Italy is not responsible, as you believe, for everything Italy does.
Now, that was one of the suspects, Al-Shafi El-Sheikh, who was unrepentant about belonging to ISIS, although both suspects said they did not agree with everything it did, but they seemed dismissive of the idea that ISIS was egregious in its brutality. Catholic churches in Colombia have donated 250,000 communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of holy bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' abilities to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis, fueled by a decline in oil production, has led to shortages of many staple food items. And Nobel Peace Prize winner Malala Yousafzai is visiting her hometown in Pakistan's Swat Valley for the first time since she was shot by a Taliban gunman as a teenager. Joe Palca, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA1, the best music.